6 days. Then silly season is over. 6 days. And then political parties can stop the sloganeering. 6 days. And then we start the process of forming governments. And those who've been given the mandate must go and do their job. Must go do their job. And I think there are two groups of people in South Africa who will be participating in elections. Those who have made up their mind already. By my very unscientific and anecdotal poll of people around me, people have made up their minds. And the next 6 days will only confirm what they've already decided. The next 6 days is not about convincing. The next 6 days is about confirming and affirming that the decision that you've made already is the right one. And people will be convinced about that. And then there's people who will go to a ballot booth. And they will spoil. And there's a little fantasy that I have where I go into a ballot booth and I take with me a thick black Cokie can. Really like a primary school size. Things that primary school children use. And I write notes to all the political parties on this ballot paper about why I dislike all of them. And when it comes to counting, the IEC counselors and the election observers and the party agents, they then see my message. And the ANC party agent then gets on his phone, and the DA party agent gets on his phone, and the EFF party agent, and whoever party agents are present there, they all get on their phone, and they call their little local head. And then that gets escalated to the province, who then gets to the national headquarters, and they then put the party leader on the phone, and they tell Cyril, or they tell John, or they tell Julius, or they tell Patricia, or they tell Kenneth, and they say, boss, someone made a protest vote and sent you a message directly. You know what? I think we've got this whole thing wrong. But it doesn't work like that. In South Africa, spoilt ballots are just that. They're spoilt ballots. And whether you've written a dissertation on the problems of party politics in South Africa, or whether you've written whatever manner of filth or curse words, or whether you've defaced your ballot, or whether you've used the wrong ink, or whether you've gone over the little allocated box. And parties and counters will then have to decide who you voted for. It's a spoiled ballot. So I want to make the case for another option. An option for a considered, deliberate option for a protest vote. I am not satisfied with any of the options that are placed before me. Because that's what participatory electoral democracy is all about. It's the option. It's what is presented before you.